discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything He is. That is why He told Abraham, He said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave Himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God Himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Is it a blessing? Have you been blessed? Are you going to honor your pastors? Oh, yes. I've preached a lot on honor in times past. It would be good to add them to this one to help you. The one you honor, you pray with his words. You don't play with his words. Okay? If you honor someone, you pray with the person's words. It is, my son, attend to my words. If you're a son, you attend to the words of your father. There. You attend to the words of your father. That's what it is. So I want us to take up a good offering. An offering that honors God. The first person to honor is God. I didn't talk about that, but that's the first person to honor. God is the one to honor first. God said, if I be a father, where is my honor? And he was talking about offerings and tithes. So giving your offering and giving your tithe is a sign of honor to the Lord. So I want us to honor God by giving an offering that is worth God's attention. The Bible says, honor the Lord with thy what? With thy substance. So lift up your substance right now, wherever you are. You want to give via cash. There are envelopes on your seat, right? Okay, there's a lady here who is waving for an envelope. You can give her an envelope. If you need an envelope, you can just wave. You get an envelope from the ushers. You want to give any special offering, seed sowing. You are yet to give your seed sowing. We are still in the seed sowing period. You can give your seed. Someone is waving their hands over there. Honor the Lord with your substance. With your substance. With your substance. How many of you want to prosper? Prosperity is in levels. Okay? Maybe 1,000 cedis is a big deal for you now. I can tell you after some years it will not be. Oh, it will happen practically in your life. After some time, it will not be a big deal. Now, the way to prosper, God has showed us how to prosper. Okay? Giving is one of the ways to prosper. Or giving is the way to prosper. Give and it shall be given unto you. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus said. So don't play with giving. Give to God. Honor God. And God will honor you. He says, the one who honors me, I'll honor. Those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. In other words, their weight will go down with time. So honor the Lord. It's so important. Okay? And he says he will honor you. He'll make sure you are eating. You are clothed. And you have all your needs satisfied. Yes. You have everything. Everything you need will be supplied for. You may not have $1 million sitting somewhere, but all your needs will be supplied for. I don't know if you've noticed. Have you noticed that you may not have $1 million sitting somewhere, but whatever you need is sorted out? Is it true? Yeah. That's what God does. Yeah. And when you keep, as you keep walking with God, God will show you how to build wealth. Wealth is built. Wealth does not fall from the sky. It's built. Okay? Tell me about wealth is built. Yeah. Wealth is built. Wealth doesn't fall down from the sky. It is built. What do you do with the money that comes to you? Do you see? You'll be surprised. If you trace your tithe well, you'll be surprised that at the end of every month, God blesses you with a lot of money. You'll be shocked. Now, if you learn to save someone what comes to you, you see that you have money. If you learn to save some of what comes to you, you'll be surprised. If you learn to save, 20% of what comes to you every month, 20%, 10% to God, 20% to yourself. Pay yourself. Save. Tell neighbor, save.
Save.
What is the principle that Joseph used in Egypt to prosper Egypt? He used the principle of saving. Is that not so? What did he say? How much did he? 20%. He said, save 20%. It's a timeless principle. Save 20% of all that comes in the years of abundance. That's what Joseph said, as led by the Spirit. So you must learn to save. Don't spend everything that comes to you. All that comes to you, 100% gone. Shrimp. Shrimp. You don't give tithe, you don't give offering, and you spend all the money. You will lose with time. Okay? You must learn that principle of saving. Save 20% minimum. You can do more than that depending on what's going on. What is 20% of 2,000 cedis? How much? 400 cedis. Put it down. Don't touch it. Then you can go a step further by investing it. When you save the 20 up to a point, you can invest it. Instead of allowing the 20% to sit down, you invest it in something that is not dangerous. Don't invest. You don't need to invest in something that is dangerous, that when you lose the money, you get heart attack and die. And that's it, will come for your funeral. No, you don't do that. Praise the Lord. I'm giving you counsel, or you've not noticed. Or you learn to just invest it. Okay? Have you ever heard of stocks? Have you heard of stocks? There are stocks you can buy with on your phone. You buy stocks of products that everybody's using all the time. MTN is good to invest in. Unilever is good to invest in. Because everybody is buying Pampers, Milo, all the time. So you can invest in something like that. And it's very easy. It's not stressful. You see that something is coming in every time. Then you have, when they say you are collecting seed, you have something to give. Hallelujah. You can get into land banking. Do you know land banking? You buy land, you keep it for some time. After 5 years, you sell it. It will be higher. When we came into this one plot here in this area, this land here, one plot was 120,000 Ghana cedis. Now it is 800,000 Ghana cedis. And we bought it in 2019, right? 2019, yes. We bought this land 2019, April. How many years ago is that? So 6 years ago, if you had bought a land here for 120,000, today you can sell it for 800,000, 700,000. The least we have heard is 650, right? I'm sorry, 750 least. Susie, 750, right? 750. Yeah, Susie helped us get this land. Yeah, 750. At that time, it was, even the 120 was too expensive. It was increased. He increased it. It was 80,000. It was 80,000. Yeah. And the guy just decided that he's selling at 120. If we like, we should buy. If we don't like, we should go away. Hey. Divide into small pieces. Yeah. And we had to buy 6 plots. Oh, no, 8 plots. Sorry. Is it 8 plots? 6 plots. Yeah. It's supposed to be 4 plots. He cut, and added 2 to it. You get it? Yeah. We gave him like $100,000 or so. Yeah. This land is a lot. 800,000 times 6 times 7 is how much? Our CD2 has gotten spoilt over the years, so 5.6 million Ghana cedis. How much is that in dollars? Divide by 12. $466,000. $467,000. Are you listening to me? Oh, you're not listening to me? Yeah. A land that was worth $100,000 just some 5 years ago, it has multiplied by 4, almost 5. So you can get into land banking. Go far away a bit. The secret to buying land is go far a bit. Go far what? A bit. You can't buy here now. Do you have $700,000 to buy land here in this area? You may not be able to buy, but if you go away small, you'll be surprised that You can buy one for 60,000 or 50,000 or 100,000. I don't have 100,000. Does your brother have 25? The other brother have 25. Four of you can come together and buy one land. You own it together. You keep it for some 3 years. You'll be surprised that 3 years, 4 years, it would have multiplied. And then you sell. Then you share the money. You can buy something more. You can come closer. Oh, you'll be surprised. And that God would have increased you. That's how it works. So you save and then you invest. Because you'll be surprised that God always blesses you. Money comes to you from places you didn't think money would come from. The problem is that you buy a laptop with it. You buy chichinga with it. You spread boys. You change your phone. You buy new shoe. You buy hair. You buy sandals. You buy boxer shorts that you don't need. Shoes that you don't need. I'm sorry for talking too much. I'm helping you. But you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. You'll be surprised. Friendship is for the purpose of honesty. When you have a friend, what it means is that we are honest with each other. What it means is that we can do things together. That's what it means. Okay? If you say you have a friend, then it means that you can do things, certain things together. Selfishness is what is preventing us from prospering. It's selfishness. You want it for yourself alone. I don't think about any other person. So if we think about, if we can collaborate and do some things together, we will have more. Okay? No. So learn to save. Tell me about learn to save. Or else you'll never have money. Don't spend all your income. All your income. You are paid 5,000. All 5,000 finishes. By 12 of the month, it's all finished. All the time, 12 of the month. You don't have discipline. 8 days, it's finished. You are borrowing. There's a problem. There's a problem. Yeah. You have to learn to save and not touch that money. Okay? Yeah. You have to. You have to. I've saved up to $100,000 before. Yeah. Didn't come at once. Just put money down. Gradually. $100,000 cheap. Yeah. By the grace. Those are the principles we apply in this church. That's why we are not poor. The church is not poor. But when the money comes, you don't blow everything like it's all gone. No. We find a way. If we are working, if we are doing, you should see us building. And when we are building, because a building is an investment. We have to build. We build with a certain type of vim, vigor, energy. Go to Spinters, you'll be surprised. You'll be shocked. Raise, whatever. You'll be surprised. That's it. This is very old. This is very, 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 very old. You are too far away. You'll be shocked. And the pictures, they don't even do justice. When you go there, you'll be surprised. Hey, that is the same principles. We are not working magic. The income that we receive, we apportion it. We do percentages. 10% is tithe. If you touch the tithe, will kill you. Because that is what secures our income. Without that, more money will not come. Just do it and I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you a blessing. Yeah. So, the tithe must be secured. Yeah. We give our seeds. We do all the things we're supposed to do. Then what is left? No matter what is it, it is. Whether we are dying or not, we'll give the tithe.
It's true.
It's part of the finance team, so he knows what I'm talking about. No matter whether we are at gunpoint, whatever, we'll give our tithe. We'll give our seed, whatever we need to give. Then the rest, we start percentage. 10% this, 5% that, this one, that one. We don't employ beyond 10% of our income. So we don't struggle with paying salaries. We don't say we are building. Because we are building, everybody should go hungry. It has never happened in the church. Because we always build, it means that all of us will go hungry all the time. You get it? Yeah. 10%, no employment beyond 10%. When our income increases, then we can look at bringing more people in or blessing, help increasing the pay, the salary of those who are already working. That's what we do. Yeah. Then 60%, not less than 60% of our income goes straight into construction, into equipment, whatever. Whatever it is that we are doing, it will never be beyond a certain amount, 60%, 65%. It will never be. That's why you should also learn to budget your income. You should know what you use to buy food, what you use to buy airtime, data, what you use to pay your bills, what you use for transportation. When we check your assets, there's asset and income expenditure column, then asset and liability column of everybody's life, whether you like it or not. You have an income and expense. Those who do accounts, income and expense, assets and liabilities. Your job is to make sure your expenses are not over your income. If your expenses are over your income, you will be in debt with time. Hello? And if your liabilities are over your expenses, your assets, you will go down with time. It's just a matter of time. A car may or may not be an asset, depending on what type of life you live. A house may or may not be an asset, depending on what type of life you have. A phone may or may not be an asset, depending on what you do with the phone. Hallelujah. So I beg you, let's allow the wisdom of God to read your Bible. You'll be surprised how all these things are in there. Yes. Read your Bible. Save. Save. Lift your hand like this. Shake your hand like this. And slap your neighbor and say, save. Save something. Save something. Save something. Save something. Lift your hand like this. Shake your hand like that and slap your neighbor and say, buy a land. Buy a land. Buy a land. Where is your land? Where is your land? Where is your land? God gave us this. There's no place in this world that you have a land. You mean we're a child of God? And God says the whole earth belongs to me, and you don't have even a single plot somewhere. Whether by inheritance or by purchase. You must have either by inheritance or by purchase. Something, somewhere. If you don't have, tell God, God, give me a section of this earth for me. Ask God, he'll give it to you. Okay? You'll be surprised that land will come, they will say pay over 2 years. 2 years. And you pay small, 2 years time, you have your land. Yeah. Buy a land. Even if you are not going to use it. Buy it after some time. You sell, you have more money. Okay? I just give you an example of this place. This is Kaswa. How are we able to do these things? We are just managing the offerings, the little offerings, little fights, whatever you are giving. Yeah. And now, Pastor, am I lying? Yeah, you are senior executive council. You should be able to, you know everything that's going on in the church. Come and stand by me. What are we doing?
We are managing.
I thought you were coming to stand here. I'm bitching.
We are managing what has been given to us. And honestly, the paying attention to your finances is very important. Many of us lack that very little wisdom. Just pay attention to it. Calculate it. Everything can be calculated. And then when you calculate it, you can trust God for the increase. But when you're not calculated, you just say, God bless me. You don't even know what you want from God. So you're not able to even be specific as to what we want God to bless you with. For example, Daddy mentioned that four of you can come together and say, we are buying this land at 100,000. Now, when you have calculated and you check your finance, what comes to you? Now, you know that, okay, I've got, I'm actually trusting you for this amount to come in over this period of time for this. And when it's coming, you will save it. You will not spend it on something. Before I realize you have bought shoe. Before I realize you have gone to town. You have gone for a trip somewhere. Meanwhile, you could save it. You could save it and use it to actually get this thing that you're looking at. And then you keep prospering like that. It is not a lot of money that you don't build because you have a lot of money. You build by wisdom. And that's what we've been working with by the grace of God.
When we decide that this is what we are going to do, you should see us tightening our belt on other levels. Like, hey, my friend, everybody, we are not going to do this again for the next 6 months. Everybody tighten your belt for 6 months. We are doing this. And then we give all our attention to this particular thing. Give money for it. And then make sure it's done. When it's done, okay, now everybody, you can untighten your belt. You can enjoy this. That's how we do it. Which you should learn to tighten your belt for some things to happen.
Your belt is becoming bigger and bigger.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's why we can have all these nice, nice buildings. It's not because we have $1 million sitting somewhere. We don't have $1 million. I've never received $1 million in offering before. that we have given offering. Love Economy Church, one offering. $1 million. Never. I'm still waiting. We are getting there in Jesus' name. Yeah. We can get very little money. But that little money, it can plaster somewhere. Let's plaster. Yeah. We negotiate for land. If I can pay the land over a year, I'll be very happy. We pay small, 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 small. Before long, we own a land. That's how we do it.
18 months. You know, sometimes you bargain for different things. And don't be afraid to bargain. They'll not catch you.
You will not die. Because the land, nobody can buy it. They don't have money for it. So with wisdom, you can buy. You negotiate for a long whatever. Long plan to pay. 10 months, 1 year. Do you see? If it's a 100,000 land and you are buying it over a 1 year period, what it means is that you pay less than 10,000 cedis every month. Four of you can't contribute and pay 10,000 a month. You can. Or four people. That means everybody's doing 2,500, 2,500, 2,500. You are wild. You can, and you can trust God for it. It becomes easier. It's now 2,500 every month. God, 2,500. 2,500 to clear it. Lord, I receive all my angels attack now. You can send your angels to attack whatever. Before long, 2,500 has come. And your faith will be built like that. Before long, you have bought one land. Eh? If you do the same the next year, you have another land. If you do the same the next year, you have another land. Like that. Now you have four. Okay? And what is wrong with buying one land? I build on the ground floor. I do my foundation. And then bring it up, my columns, whatever. And then you come and do your foundation on mine. That's the slab. Your foundation is my roof. We contribute and then do the roof. And then you are on the ground floor. I'm in the next floor. Then you also do and then continue. If we are four friends, ground floor, first floor, second floor, third floor. We all have a house to live in. Everybody has three-bedroom house. You've not seen, haven't you seen? They have apartments they are selling in cantonments for. One room is how much? $175,000 for one room. One room, studio apartment. Single room at cantonments. And people are buying it and are going in the one room. Whether downstairs or it's one room, it doesn't matter. So you two, you can be upstairs. We have all bought one land, 100,000. You build ground floor, I'm second floor, first floor, you are second, the other one is second floor, the other one is third floor. We have house, you and your children are there, you can have sex with your wife. Have all your children there. And save and buy another land somewhere and build. That's how we own money. We own things together. Okay? When you go abroad, you'll be surprised at how much the Indians, you know Indians? Indians take over wherever they go. Because they use this principle, I'm telling you. You go to Brampton is India. They even have their gods around. They have prospered so much, they have brought their gods. In the country, they are God. There's a whole place, God, one God. They have a million gods. They have all of them around in Canada. Because four people or six people will come together. Let's say four people will come together. Or six people will come together. And then they buy a house together. You and your wife are in one room. The other one and his wife are in another room. Like that. Everybody has, so six bedroom. Everybody has a room. And they all share the hall. They all do whatever. Their children grow up together. As the years go by, they save, they take, there's something called, what's it called? Buildings and the appreciation, what's it called? There's a name for it, I forgot it. Anybody who knows? I forgot it. Sorry? Not the mortgage is buying it, but when they appreciate, there's a name for it. What's it called? Eh? Not inflation. Hey, you people. No. When the value of the house appreciates, you can go for the money. If you bought the money for $100,000 and it appreciates by $50,000 next year, you can equity. Equity. So you can go, they go for the equity. So if the price of the house has grown, you've not sold the house, though, but the price of the house has grown from what you bought it to another $100,000. You can take that $100,000, it's a loan, but you can take it without having to present anything because your house has increased in price. If you want to sell it today, you get that amount for the bank easily. You take the equity and then they use it to buy another house. Then two of them move there. Do you get it? So they are paying for this at the same time. Within 5 years, all the six families, everybody is settled. And everybody has a house. Then they focus on doing a business together. In fact, after the first buy, they focus on a business together. Six families working together. What can we do here to make money come? Let's do restaurants. That's what the Lebanese people are doing. We are selfish people. Turn to the nearest selfish neighbor by you and say, "Hello, selfish neighbor. Receive grace to think right." I'm a pastor. So what in my little world, I make sure those who are in my little world have a certain type of life. Because we are working together. I make sure he has a certain type of life. Oh,
it's true.
I'm committed to making sure. I do the same for him, for all those who work with me. I'm not selfish. I don't keep everything for myself. If I have something, I want you to have it. Yeah. Whatever I have, you must. If I have a house, you must have a house. If I have a car, you must have a car. If I have whatever I have, you must also have it. If I can travel, you two kids, you should travel. And I'll do everything to make sure you have it. Yeah, that's how it is. So you shouldn't be selfish in your little world. Okay? Yeah. If we plan together, we can own a lot of things together. I'm talking too much. Lift up offering. Father, bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. You are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.